Welcome, welcome. We're in the studio with Yanya, who is a music artist. We played her song there a few times, and good to have her here to talk about it. How you doing? Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing real well.
Yes.
Thanks for finding us here in the great Midwest.
Oh, my goodness. So we tried last night to find you, and then we ended up just, you know, having a margarita. A good margarita, though.
Yeah. I bet that was good after a hot day, wasn't it?
It was good. It was good after a long drive, so yeah. Needed something to knock me out.
You have crisscrossed this country, have you not?
Yes, I have. This is my second music tour, and I'm really excited about it. I get to see new states and new cities and meet amazing new people, so I'm very happy.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in California, but raised in New York, and then I went back to California, Oregon, Nevada, everywhere. Now I'm just going back and forth to Nashville to California.
Boy, coast to coast and now somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, you know?
It's so a good thing. Have you always had the love of music?
Always, since I was a little girl. One of the songs that we're going to sing live here is I sang with a brush full of hair, and in my mind there was an audience there. So I've always wanted to be a singer. Sang with the Gospel Messengers when I was a teenager, 13, and wow. Did some other gospel music and went into hip-hop, rock, pop, and I always say when you start with gospel, you end with country.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have kind of followed that path through
the years. I think it's good because I wrote a song called Hands, and it definitely has a lot of the gospel in it, so I really love it.
The single that we're going to play here is one that you've recorded, and I really think it has almost kind of a bluesy feel to it.
It does. I love the Chris Stapleton, the L. King. I'm into that kind of jazzy, you know, there's some coolness in there, you know, like Tennessee whiskey. Mm-hmm. And it makes it timeless, I think. A little oldie.
Yeah, it sounds old, but it's new.
Yeah, are the timeless ones, right?
I'm sure people have asked you, but what's the inspiration for this current song?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. This is the song I wrote in 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I was sitting there, and I call it the Gemini in me. She wanted to write something else, and I wrote Miss You So Bad in my head, and I looked down, and it was Miss You So Mad. So it was kind of like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I just kept going along with it. I've been widowed since I was 28, and I have a lot of, you know, friends that are, you know, widows and widowers, and everyone keeps telling them, move on, move forward. Or if you break up with someone or you lose, you know, you're not ready, and you'll know when you're ready. So just leave me alone. And that's why it's like, because I'm not ready. No.
Right. Yeah. Everybody heals at their own pace.
Everyone heals at their own pace. So just let them have some time.
Yeah, awesome. Well, here we go. Yanya on WRCO Radio for a Wednesday morning.
I miss you so bad. I miss you so mad. It's hard to be happy when you're all that I have. I wake up alone, trying to pick up the pieces. I miss you so bad. I miss you so mad. They say silence is pain. I won't see you again. Trying to keep it together, I'm going insane. Can't turn back the time when we were together. I miss you so bad. I miss you so you go. miss you so mad.
The Anya on WRCO, the Anya Marie, and I miss you so mad. It's just, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got a lot of bluesy feel. And,
it does.
I like the little emphasis there at the end.
I love it. It's just, leave me alone. Let me get over it on my own time. Yeah, I'm not ready.
You had to live a little bit of life before you wrote a song like that, I think,
oh, yeah.
Didn't you?
I've definitely, if you listen to my music, I'm going to take a real strong man. Everything that I've been through in life has just been crazy chaotic. I was in foster care. I do a lot for foster care and different groups like that, because I'm really passionate on anything that happens to me. I want to heal someone else. You know, I want to be there.
And you've got several, I think, kind of favorite fundraisers, don't you?
Things oh, yes. I actually, we just finished tennis camp in Burbank for kids with Down syndrome. I participate in that with the entertainment part. And we brought in Victor Orlando of the Gap Band with his congas. In December, I work with kids with all disabilities, and we bring out Santa Claus, and I do a whole show. So that's at the Burbank Tennis Center. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In California.
You did a Christmas song last year, didn't you?
I did. It's pretty crazy. I was working with Mark Needham. He did Dolly Parton's whole album for the Hall of Fame Rock, because she said, I'm not going to accept an award unless I do an album. And he sent the song. I said, hey, I have a Christmas song. And he said, okay, sing it in the mic. You know, just dry, no instruments. And he went to Kent Wells. And Kent Wells, who did Dolly Parton's Christmas album, said, I'm gonna produce that. Bring her here. Bring her to Nashville. So I went to Dolly's studio. And while I was, recording it, Dolly was on the phone. She's like, what's that?
So you met Dolly.
I didn't meet Dolly. She was on the phone.
She was on the phone. Oh, I see.
Yeah, but her band.
She could hear it in the background.
Her band is in that song, and her background vocalist, Christine, is in that song.
What's the studio like?
Studio's great. I mean, every single thing that they have, instruments that are packed, she's got her signature on it. And there's a photo on my social media, and I'm just like, it's Dolly. But her band is amazing. Amazing. I mean, when you have these talented people that have been around music, they just know where to hit the notes, and it's just, it was beautiful.
So if you go in there, you don't actually have sheet music that they look at, then they just write out how do they
oh no it? So they're given the song.
Oh, they are. Okay.
They're given the song, and I usually say what instruments I want in it.
Oh, okay.
I write the song in my head, music and everything. I can't just write. I say if I write it words, it's a poem. If I sing it, I have to sing everything, like, I miss you so bad. You know, it has to have the tune with the words.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm a
Gemini. That's different.
She's doing the music and I'm doing the words.
Uh-huh.
So we work together.
All of your personalities are working
together. They all work together. I'm never alone.
Well, you've got Joe here, your guitar
yes,
guy.
Yes, Joe Dunn here.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Yeah.
And, good. And he might accompany you on a song if we ask him
nice. Yes, that would be amazing. I have a song called A Street Called Evergreen, and it's where I grew up, and I learned to be me.
Okay. All right.
Here
live
we go.
In the studio,
Deanya
Marie.
A tiny little house that seemed big then. Lots of fruit trees and a chicken pen. Left all alone to be wild and free. That's where I had to learn to be me. On a street called Evergreen, I was a shy little girl with a big heart dream. Didn't have much and I didn't care. Writing songs sitting on a front porch chair. Garage I used as my music room. The record player blasting out some country tunes. My microphone was a brush full of hair. But in my mind there was an audience there. On a street called Evergreen, I was a shy little girl with a big heart dream. I didn't have much and I didn't care. Writing songs, sitting on a front porch chair. Come on! Woo! place is gone, but I kept that chair. Now sitting on my porch in the country air. Listen to my song on the radio about a girl with a dream a long time ago. On a street called Evergreen, I was a shy little girl with this big hot dream. I didn't have much and I didn't care. Writing songs sitting on a front porch chair. One more time. On a street called Evergreen, I was a shy little girl with a big hot dream. I didn't have much and I didn't care. Still writing them songs on a front porch chair.
Oh, I love it. It's just so effortless for you.
It's you know, when you know that it's your life and that's all you've done, I just love it. I love live performing more. It's just so amazing.
Yeah.
We just met 2 days ago.
We just met 2 days ago.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a good guitar player.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah. He is amazing.
Very good.
I'm very happy.
That was kind of like your life story, or like your early life story.
It is. It was interesting because that song was supposed to be a sad song. All the stuff that happened in the house, kind of like the Forrest Gump, where she threw the stones at the house and he tore it down for her. And I went back to the house and the house was gone. The house is gone. And in my mind, it was just like, you know what? All the bad is gone. Let's just take from what I got out of it, being alone as a child and learning to be myself. And that's what I went to, was music. Mm-hmm. And so my dreams are coming true, and don't give up.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you found some happy times through the tough, it sounds like.
I did, because, again, it was, we had just a garage to play in. It was a tiny little house. I mean, you know when you think that these houses are big, and I was like, God, I used to climb up on this one thing, and you're like, how did I get up there? It was so tiny. Like, I must have been really small, you know? We think our houses are big, and you go back to your childhood home, and you're just like, wow. But it was music. It was the record player. It was, you know, we were left alone, but I was left with music. So, yeah.
Do you remember what it was like when you first heard one of your songs on the radio?
Oh, my gosh. So excited. I have a lot of friends that were music the same, you know, as long as I've been in it. And they gave up on it. And it's just like, it's all I know. It's something that I have to do. Even I wrote a song for breast cancer, Stand Up and Live Strong. It's I've been asked to write a song for kids with Downs. And it's something that, even hearing it on the radio, I'm just really hoping it touches people, and that they feel the happiness inside of me, because it has healed me. Music heals, and it's amazing. So
thanks for joining us, WRCO Radio. Pleased to have in the studio Dianya Marie, and we've been having a lot of fun.
Chit-chatting.
When the mics weren't on, you were demonstrating some of your accents. do a Brooklyn accent for us.
Well, that's the coffee and all that, but my aunt is from Queens, and she would say, there's so many oranges out here. What are you going to do with all these orange trees?
Do you do a California accent then?
Dude.
No, yeah, there you go.
Like, oh my God. Yeah,
like a Valley girl.
Like, gag me with this. That's E.G. Daly. That's my friend.
And then you've been in Nashville long enough to pick up maybe a little bit of...
I do all the y'alls. Yeah, I'll be, you know, y'all. It just, especially traveling with Joe Dunn here. Joe is just like... constantly.
Shoot, man.
Yeah. And then I try, and then, you know, when coffee or talk or something. It's a giveaway. Get in the car.
Every once in a while, a word pops up, then you kind of revert
it does.
Back.
It does. One glass of wine, I'm done. I'm back in New York.
So you're putting together a whole album right now, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm going back to Nashville, and Johnny Garcia is going to produce. He is the guitar player for Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks, and him and I are, I think it's the whole Latino thing. We're going to add a little bit of Spanish in some of this, in one of the songs. We're going to try to do a Spanish song. But I have some songs that I've done before, and we've just done probably 10 more songs. He came down twice, and he's putting the music together right now, and I go up there and record them. Very excited.
What's been your most successful songs? I know you've had some social media and different ones where you've been a hit there, too.
Are you trying to tell me Calm Down Karen?
Yeah, I was going to say Calm Down Karen, I think, came... When I was reading about that, like, yeah, I think I've heard that before.
So there's can I speak to a manager? Actually, the last station I went to said, we still play your song, Calm Down Karen. It's a great song. But there's, can I speak to a manager? And that's only because she didn't listen the first time to the first Calm Down Karen. It was a country vibe. And then the other one is more of a rock vibe. So it's, you know, she done did it again, Karen. So, it had over 80 million views on TikTok, and it is just like people were adding it to their videos, people were going nuts, and it's just something during COVID that, you know, you're sitting at home and you just see all these videos, Karen, 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 Karen. I'm like, somebody had to do it, and it had to be a girl.
So you could get away with it.
It did. Yeah. And I have a lot of friends named Karen, so it is Karen approved, just letting you know. I think it's hilariable.
They told you it was all right. Oh my.
Yeah.
So the songs that you've written, you sang the Evergreen song, and
yes.
I'm guessing in some ways it's a little bit therapeutic for you, isn't it?
It is. You know, I do have another song that I did. It's A Girl With No Last Name, and it says he should pay for all her therapy. So, yeah, this is my therapy. People have asked me, you know, you should go see someone and talk about it. I'm like, no. Because, you know, the hour's up and you're like really getting into, okay, well, next week, that was great. Will it? No. I'm putting that out in my songs. If you don't want to do me wrong, you know, if you do me wrong, you'll be in my song.
It's cheaper that way.
Right? It is cheaper that way.
So the song you're going to sing live before you hit the road is one that you've experienced then.
This will pretty much tell you about, you know, kind of summing up some of the things I went through as a child. Yeah, it's called Gonna Take a Real Strong Man.
Wonderful. Thanks for appearing live with us here on the
Thank day. You so much.
You bet. DeAndre Marie on WRCO.
I grew up watching a man cheat on a woman. Saw some things a child shouldn't see. When I went to bed and laid my head on my pillow, I prayed the good Lord come and rescue me. It's gonna take a real strong man to love me. It's gonna take a damn strong man to care, to hold me through the nightmares of my memories, and show me that there's better men out there. Mama lied and told me he was my real daddy. For many years I thought this to be true, until another man walked into the picture. He said, I'm the only man who fathered you. It's gonna take a real strong man to love me. It's gonna take a damn strong man to care, to hold me through the nightmares of my memories. Show me that there's better men out there. I need a man to show me what real love is, to give me the affection that I need. Understanding, caring is what I hope for. A good man to love and cherish me. Is there a good man to love and cherish me? Married the first who said he loved me, only to relive the stories of my past. Anger and violence were added to that recipe. 10 years of this went on before he passed. It's gonna take a real strong man to gonna take a damn strong man to care, to hold me through the nightmares of my memories. Show me that there's better men out there.
Wow.
Thank you.
Is that a hard song to sing?
It is a hard song to sing, but you know what? It's a healing song, and it's letting the people out there know that, oh man, she's, I always say, if you do something to a child and they grow up to be a songwriter, watch out. Yes. And then, and that is why I do believe God gifted me to be a singer, because he said, it's okay. One of these days you're going to be able to tell the world that, hey, guess what? And I've had people come to me and tell me, oh my gosh, that is amazing. You've healed me. You went through some of the similarities as me, and it's just, it's a healing song.
I think about how your life could have been different. You could have taken another path.
I could have. When I met my real dad, that's the whole thing. I was in elementary school. I thought my real dad, my mom told me that that was my real father. And then this man, when I was 10, came to pull me out of school. He found me. And I went to the front office and I was like, I don't know this guy. And then I went, wait a minute. And they said, you know, he said, he's your dad. And I was always wondering why my last name was different than my, you know, than my stepmonster's. My stepmonster. And it was like my whole mind went to, wait a minute, that's my, save me from what I'm going through at home. And then it was just so, I didn't, the trust, again, it's just the trust. You don't realize what you've done to a child. You know, it's just so much trust. Trust issues. But yeah, and then I found out about my real dad and that family, and I'm just like, it would have been it would have been another disaster. So I'm happy, and I, you know, again, to go through something and to heal other people is what my journey is.
I was gonna say, that has to make the whole music thing worthwhile.
It is. Yeah. And I look back and I think, if I didn't go through this, I wouldn't have all these songs, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm here to help.
You talk about write from experience. Some writers don't, but you write from things you've lived.
I do. Yeah. I write from the heart, and it's brutal, but it's the truth, and it's my truth. And again, it's people that thought they'd get away with it, and they're not.
Well, if people are enjoying your music, what's Thank the best you. Way to contact you, get a hold of you, let maybe listen to some music from you?
Yes, I'm on every major platform, D-I-O-N-Y-A, Marie. And I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram. If you want to laugh really hard, go on my TikTok. It's pretty funny, especially today. We did a TikTok with Joe Dunn. He was trying to touch their snacks, and I said, you're going to get a snack.
I just wanted a snack.
The snacks you brought here?
Yes.
Yeah, Joe was trying to get in our snacks.
It's going to be a TikTok. And then I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I have a website, Dianya Marie. So, yeah, follow me, please.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. Add me to your playlist.
Yeah, we will. Dianya Marie and Joe, and we appreciate it. Safe travels to you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you.